If you could turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. And we'll likely read the entire chapter and then all the way to the first three verses of 1 Corinthians 13. The use of spiritual gifts. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to the mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of ministries and the same Lord. There are a variety of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by one Spirit. And to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. For even as the body is one, and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. And if the ear says, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. And I cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body which seem weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on those we bestow more abundant honor. And our less presentable members become much more presentable. Whereas our more presentable members have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffers with it. And if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles and gifts of healings, helps, administration, various kinds of tongues. All are not apostles, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All are not workers of miracles, are they? All do not have gift of healings, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? But earnestly desire the greater gifts, and I show you still a more excellent way. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Amen. And it goes on, talks about love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous. And basically one of the most famous verses on love. So before I kind of go ahead with kind of the devotion today, let me just kind of explain what's happening. So Paul is writing to the church of Corinth, and Corinth was probably one of the most major cities at the time, and the reason is because it was a port city, and so there was a lot of trade going on, and so it was a very rich city as well. And you know, even when we look at our world today, anytime there's a lot of wealth and trade going on, it tends to become a very worldly city. You know, if we look at Hong Kong, it just so happens that's just the way it is, right? I mean, there's a lot of money that goes through here, and there's a lot of finances and wealth, and so the city in itself typically just becomes very worldly. It's quite wealthy, and the way people think are different as well. And so in Corinth, because it was so wealthy, there was a lot of things going on that just wasn't very good. But Paul's writing to the church of Corinth, and the church was created, was apostled by him on a second missionary trip there. But what has happened in the church is this, is because it's in such a secular city, a lot of the freedom that the church of Corinth first experienced started dissipating. And a lot of what, you know, the world was doing and a lot of the values of Corinth was actually making its way back into the church. And so when we read most of 1 Corinthians, actually, we can see that, you know, Paul is telling them, hey, you know, there's a right way of living and there's a wrong way of living. You know, hey, don't be immoral. And we know any time, you know, the New Testament talks about immorality, it's really talking about sexual immorality. And he was even telling the people of the church to the point of saying, hey, not only should you not be sexually immoral, but he was saying, hey, you know, there are some of you who are taking, some of the brothers are taking your mothers and, you know, fathers taking your daughters and whatnot, and you're proud of it. You know, not only are you not being repentant, you're proud of it, and you're leading others in the church to do the same thing. And so we know from this epistle that the church of Corinth at the time was not doing so well. And so Paul was writing this epistle to bring a lot of correction to this church. Now, chapter 12 is no different. He's writing to them, and he's trying to correct them in some of their attitude with regard to the church and also with spiritual gifts. Now, chapter 12 isn't so explicit. You know, Paul never really tells us some of the things that they were doing. You know, he never says, oh, you guys are doing this and that. But from the correction, we can tell a few things that were happening in the church. And the three main things, you know, that I will probably touch on today is this division, you know, and this word he uses himself. Another is jealousy, and another is pride. And the reason why I say this is this. He's telling the church this, right? We're all members of the same body. All of us have different spiritual gifts. You know, a hand, you know, can't say to the eye, hey, you know, I don't have the gift of seeing. I can't do that. So, you know, I must be useless, right? And on the flip side, the eye is saying, hey, well, you're not an eye. You know, you can't see what I can see. You can't do what I can do. And so you're useless. And so from this, we know what's happening in the church of Corinth is that a lot of people were starting to take spiritual gifts as a way of comparing themselves with each other. You know, and so one of the things that that was happening is they were starting to look at gifts and saying, hey, I have this gift now. I have this ability, or I don't have this ability. And they were comparing themselves and saying, hey, I'm better than you. I'm more spiritual than you. I'm more important than you than because I do these things or I have this position and I'm able to, you know, do the things that you can. And Paul's saying, hey, don't do that. Gifts are given to us for one purpose. It's to, you know, admonish and to exhort one another. It's to build up the body. Just because you have a certain gift doesn't make you better. Every part of the body is as important as any other. God has placed each of you into this body so you can serve one another, so you are a whole body. And so this is what he's telling the church. And then he finishes that. Not only is he telling them, hey, everyone's important, at the very end of it, he's saying, hey, it doesn't matter what you can do. You can have, you know, the greatest prophetic gift. If you don't love with that gift, it does nothing. You could speak with tongues and you know, all you want and, you know, have interpretation. But if you don't have love, your tongues become like a noisy gong and a glaring cymbal. You know, you can tell all the mysteries, you could heal, you could do all things with these gifts, but if you're not loving on your brother or sister, and if you're not loving on the church when you're doing this, it means nothing. Paul basically is saying, you could do anything you want, you could be as gifted, you could have, you know, you could take a spiritual gift test and have, you know, how many are there? They're like 20, right? You could like have all 20 gifts, and if you use those gifts for yourself, and if all that gifts, those gifts are to you, are merit badges, it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. In fact, it's better for you to have one gift and to love through it than to have nothing. So this is what's going on in the church of Corinth. And so if I was to draw it to kind of our day into our church here today, right, is, you know, and I'll be as gentle as I can and as loving as I can when I say this, right? But there's a few things I want to touch on. Is one is division in the church. We know the enemy, Satan, is the father of all lies. We know the enemy, if he can't keep the church from growing, he's going to want to divide this church. He's going to want to make the church so that, you know, we pit one against the other. We're going to want to, you know, call each other out on things. And, you know, he's going to want to cause division. And one of those places he's been causing division for many years is in the church. You know, if we see between the charismatic and the non-charismatic churches, right? Now, if I was to look, say, let's not talk about, you know, two churches and different churches. Let's just talk about within this church. You know, I've heard things in this church that, I mean, I'm not going to call anyone out on it, but simply I should say is this, right? Don't be divided in the church just because of spiritual gifts. If you're gifted, don't look at your brother and say, oh, you can't see, you can't hear, you don't understand, you know? And if you aren't gifted in those ways, don't look at your brother or sister who is and say, oh, that stuff is for you people. You know, this is for you to do, okay? All that does, and I know a lot of times it's a joke, right? I mean, I've heard it, you know, it's like, oh, you know, some people, I'll ask someone, hey, you want to join the well? And they'll say, oh, no, I don't have the gift, you know, it's for you people. And they'll laugh about it, you know, oh, you super spiritual and whatnot. You know, it's okay, you know, I get it, it's a joke. But, you know, the heart behind that joke, one, is two things. One, it's woe is me attitude, you know, oh, I don't have that gift. Two, it's division because you're separating yourself from your brother. Three, there's jealousy perhaps, you know, and saying, oh, you know, you have that gift, I don't have that gift. Four, the heart behind it is just not a heart of love. You know, instead of judging each other, we simply should say, praise God that there's people in the body that can do different things. You know, and Janelle and I have conversations all the time. She's with local outreach and, you know, me being in missions now. I wish I could have Janelle's heart. And here's why. She has a heart that loves. She just loves people. You know, we'll have staff meetings, you know, and we'll be talking about, you know, dealing with certain issues. You know, I'll be somebody that'll be like, hey, let's just, you know, get rid of it. Or no, let's take care of it. Janella, she won't be like that. She'll be like, no, but we need to remember, hey, you know, part of our job is to love people. Part of our job is to really take care of people, you know. And even when we go through the difficult things, I feel like I'm doing my job better. And so, should I look at Janella and say, hey, man, you're too loving? No. I should say, praise God, there's somebody in the body that loves people, you know? And should Janella look at me and judge me and say, hey, man, you're not loving enough, you know? Or, oh, you know, why aren't you loving? No. Well, I mean, she probably should be telling me, hey, Ricky, you should be more loving. But the idea behind it is that, praise God, there are people in the church who are gifted to make decisions in different ways. And the same thing in this body, right? We shouldn't be jealous of each other. We should simply, you know, Paul is telling us, instead of being jealous, we should desire the greater gifts. You know, and so if you're prophetic, don't look at someone who isn't prophetic and judge them. You know, if you're not prophetic, don't look at a prophetic person and say, oh, you are super spiritual and create this chasm. Don't do that. Simply praise the Lord that these gifts are given to the church and we can exhort each other with these gifts. And then even more so, pray that God, let me receive these gifts. Let me be able to work in these gifts so that I can also exhort the body, so that I can also encourage each other, you know, encourage people in the church. So don't be divided. Don't let simply the things that we're able to do and not to divide you. You know what I'm saying? Right? Don't look at, you know, IP or the well and Cascade and say, oh, they're super spiritual and I'm not there. Don't judge yourself in this way. You know, and the other side, if you're in IP in the well and Cascade, don't look at people and say, oh, they don't see in these things. Simply love on the body. That's it. That's all the gifts are for. I mean, with the exception of tongues, you know, you do exemplify and you when you're praying in tongues, you are praying for yourself in many ways. But outside of that, you know, prophecy, healing, everything else is for the exhortation of the body. Now, I believe this actually goes much further than just spiritual gifts. Even though Paul specifically is talking about spiritual gifts, you know, the reason why I was telling you the background of Corinth is this, right? We can see that pride, the issue of pride really kind of made its way into the church, right? So anytime you get into a place where there's a lot of wealth, this is always going to happen. I mean, Hong Kong, it happens all the time. You know, people have something that somebody else doesn't. I'm better than you, you know? And then if you don't have something that somebody else does, it's like, you know, you see some young guy driving a Ferrari, oh, that's his daddy's money, you know, or this sort of thing, right? So the idea of pride that was happening in Corinth has infiltrated the church, And in many ways, we need to be careful that the pride that happens in Hong Kong because of wealth, because of position, because of the things that we have and we do, don't infiltrate into here. We are one body. Everything that we do here, when people walk into this church, they should recognize that, wow, there's a difference here. The culture here is so different in that we love each other. We should be admonishing each other. You know, it doesn't matter whether we come from wealth. It doesn't matter whether we're poor or the poor. It doesn't matter if we have a lot or a lot of life experience or we don't. We love each other. You know, that is what the church should be about. And this is something we really need to guard ourselves as a church, right? Don't take what you see in the world, right, and bring it here. You know, if you have a high position, praise God. Praise God. But don't let the pride of that position, when you come into the church, say, hey, I know how to run this church. Or I know how to do this better. Simply come in and love on the body. You know? And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be using the skills of this world, right? Now, I'm gonna say this. It's good that all of us have skills that we learn from the workplace, right? And we should take those things and use it in the body. I mean, God's given us gifts and skills and talents, but it's the heart behind the issue, you know? We can have a heart of saying, oh, I'm really good at this, you know? And, oh, why isn't the church doing this? Why, you know, you should be doing it this way. And simply judging the church and having this, you know, prideful thing, right? Saying, oh, you should be doing it this way. No, we shouldn't be doing that. We should come in with a humble attitude. God, thank you that you've given me the chance to learn this from somewhere else and the ability to do this. Now, how can I serve the church? How can I give everything that I have, right? So not just spiritual gifts. Now, how can I give, you know, the talents that I have that I use outside of the church to really help the church, you know? Marilyn, she's an accountant, you know, and I just started picking up the treasury of this church. And, you know, something I really appreciated is that she came, and, you know, money is such a touchy thing, right? But Marilyn, she was so good in giving us suggestions. And so when I picked up treasury, we used to have one person, you know, bring up the offering to the room to be counted. You know, there were two people counting, but one person bringing it up. And so she would come up to us. She'd be like, hey, you know, just for accountability and, you know, to protect the church and to protect the person bringing up offering, you know, I think you guys should have, you know, two people, you know, bring up the offering. You know, because it not just so that, you know, we're being legalistic about it, not because we're doing a bad job, but it's, you know, it's good. You know, it protects the person. And, you know, we could totally understand her heart behind it because she wasn't doing it to be like, hey, you guys are doing a poor job and, you know, oh, you know, in my company we do this. It was, guys, you know, hey, we can be excellent for the Lord. We can do things better for God. And she did it using her gifts. And so she was using it out of love. And so the reason I went through all of 12, really, the most important part that I really want to touch on was 13, is that if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but do not have love, if I become all I am is a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, if I have the gift of prophecy, know all mysteries, all knowledge, if I have all faith, as to move mountains but do not have love, I have nothing. If I have given my possessions to feed the poor, if I surrender my body to burn but do nothing, it profits me nothing. The whole idea, church, behind all that we do needs to be love. Now, I'm going to give you just an example, just because I always think it's more relatable when it's personal. You know, and I share this a lot in terms of my experience in the well, and this is actually something that really blew me away. And there was a point when I was serving in the well, and there were a lot of people getting healed. I mean, just every week, every single service. And so it got to the point where, you know, I got prideful, right? And, I mean, obviously, that's something that I need to make sure that I continue to give God praise for. But it got to the point where I was just like, oh, I don't feel like serving today. I feel tired. You know, I've prayed enough. You know? Like, what kind of attitude is that, right? That's not what God gives me these gifts for. And you know what ended up happening was people just didn't feel loved. You know, I would go up there and pray for people. And, you know, people would get healed still, not because of me, but because God loved the person. And so God would heal them. But at the end of the day, you know, God showed me, Ricky, man, this is not the right attitude. And so when he rebuked me, you know, I repented. And I remember there was about a week or 2 weeks where, you know, when I was praying, I just couldn't get anything. And I wasn't able to see, you know. And one of the gifts is sometimes, you know, when I pray for people, I could see what's wrong, you know, see the specific places. I just couldn't see. I didn't know. People were like, Ricky, can you pray for me? I'd be like, sure. And I didn't know how to pray for them. And so I finally repented. It's like, God, I'm sorry. You know, I used your gifts for, I was prideful about them, and I shouldn't have done it. And so that was about the time when I felt like God wanted to turn the ministry from just a ministry of healing to a ministry of love. And so that's what the well is. If you guys didn't know, we talk about healing, but the well really is a ministry of love, right? Our job is to bring people to the Lord. Our job is to pray for people and to love on them and to, you know, and to give them messages and encouragement of God. And so what I started doing was every time I started praying for someone, even before I started praying for healing, I'd say, God, how can I love on this person today? You know, how can I bring a word of the Lord to encourage them, to you know, speak to them in the situation, to encourage them to continue to find you and whatnot. You know, when I started doing that, it was amazing. Like, for about a month, an absolute month, every person who came up, I had a word for them. Like, every single person. It's not a prideful thing I'm boasting, right? Like, praise God, because every person who came up was just either slain in the spirit, they were healed, they were encouraged in their situation, you know. There was a lady who was having a difficulty in their marriage, and she was particularly having a difficult time having breakthrough and really understanding what it was God was doing, and she was having a difficult time in her business. And it was one of our members' moms. And, you know, I barely did anything. I said, God, how can I love on your daughter today? And I just simply gave her a word. I don't remember what it is now, but I remember saying, God was saying, hey, just lay down. And so I asked her to lay down. And then the moment she laid down, I just felt like God tell her I'm with her. I said, hey, God is with you. And you know, the attitude that I had this time was just, you know, I just love on her. And she just started weeping and just crying. Now, I'm not saying that all of this just to say, oh, yeah, you know, my gifts and whatnot, but the moment we use our gifts in love, God can just use them. God can take those gifts and just, it's one of the mysteries of God. You know, once we love people, when our attitude is an attitude of love, God just moves. God works even greatly so, even more so than if we have an attitude of not love. And so, yeah, make sure, church, you know, whether it's spiritual gifts, whether it's personal gifts, whether it's things that you have, talents outside of work, when you come into this house, make sure it's out of love. Love on your brothers and sisters. Don't be jealous of each other. Praise God that God has given to your brother and sister these things so that the church can be blessed. You know, and so those who come into the church can be blessed. You know what I'm saying? Right? Praise God. That's the attitude of our hearts that we should have. Praise God. And on top of that, praise God that they have them, but also, Lord, can you also give me these gifts? Lord, can you bless me in such a way, not just so for you or for me, but then I can also bless my brothers and sisters so that I can also exhort the body into love on this church. And so let's pray. Let's close our eyes as that Jay comes up. And all, let's first ask God, Lord, am I being faithful with what you've given to me? Lord, is my heart to love people, or is my heart to just to get more gifts? Lord, is my heart simply just to experience you? Now, there's nothing wrong with experiencing God, but when all it becomes is, oh, I just want to experience, and that's it, we need to grow from that eventually. Now, Lord, is it just that I want to experience, or do I want to love you and be loved by you, and so I can love on others? Lord, am I using the things you've given to me outside of the church to be faithful? God, am I loving those who aren't in the church, those who need you with these blessings? So let's respond to God and just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And if you are doing those things, praise God. Thank you, Lord. You know, maybe there are gifts that you're desiring. Praise God. Keep praying for them. You know, there's countless examples in the well where people didn't have the gift of healing and they just kept at it. They kept praying for it because why? They said, Lord, I want to see people healed. And God just blessed them with a gift. And so desire the gifts. Maybe there's something you've been praying for. You know, maybe it's prophecy, knowledge, whatever the case may be. Keep praying. Lord, and when I get them, help me so I love on people. And so let's respond to God and sing.
Thank you.
So thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity, God, just to really love, God, on your church. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts, Lord. Thank you for this, whether it's spiritual or physical gifts, God. We thank you, Lord, that, you know, each of us have a place, Lord, in your church, God. No one is not as important as the other. We are all a part of your body. And so, God, we love you, Lord, and we praise you. Will you help us, God, to continue to exhort each other, God, to be a blessing to you and to this church and to each other, God, through the gifts that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord. So sorry the slides aren't working today, but let's really pray for the church. Let's really pray for those in the church that have cancer, and even though there aren't names specifically, let's really pray that God comes into SP, and let's really pray for a cancer-free zone. Let's really pray that God comes into this place and just eliminates cancer and eliminates pain and the things that have to do with cancer. Let's pray for healing for those who are going through chemo and radiation therapy and surgery as well. So let's pray. Let's pray for those in our community who need a salvation. You know, if there's somebody in your family or there's somebody you know, let's really pray for them that God really opens their eyes and their hearts, and that they'll be able to accept Him as well. So let's really pray, especially of those who are sick and need healing. Let's pray for those in our community who have non-cancer-related issues. Let's really pray for covering over this church, especially as, you know, the seasons change. Let's really pray that, not many people get sick and whatnot. But also, if you know of somebody who specifically has an illness, let's really pray for them. Pray for those in our community who are looking for work as well. Praise God there's been a few people who found jobs. Let's really continue to pray for God's provision. Today's mission focus, let's really pray for North Korea. Let's really pray that God really breaks through into that place, you know, with His Spirit and His church. Let's pray for Korea as well, and the possible future SP plant in South Korea and Seoul. Let's pray for Japan as well, that God really opens that country spiritually. Pray for Pastor Sophia. She prepares to go on to missions, and Pastor Mitsunobu, who's already there. And so let's really pray that God really covers those countries. Thank you. Let's pray for IP, the well in Cascade. Let's really pray that all our ministers just really know His love, you know, that are able to receive and also be able to exhort as well. You know, all of them, I know them, they all serve with love. So let's continue to pray that God just continues to touch them and to cover their families and to continue to anoint them as well. Let's really pray for our ministries. Pray for the men's and women's ministry as well. Let's really pray that God does an amazing work in these things. Actually, specifically, let's really pray that God speaks to the singles that are in these ministries as well. Because really, from these ministries, they lead into families and, you know, and whatnot. And this is such an important time in these ministries for them to really be in the service of the Lord, you know, and to have values that we reflect and that will carry on to when they have families. So let's really pray that in the men and women's ministries, and for Yahweh as well, that, you know, God really opens their eyes, it really touches them. So let's really pray for these ministries. Let's lift up our local outreach. So SP Light and Home Meet tonight, let's really pray that God's light really just shines into the red light districts. Let's really pray for our friends. May, you know, the Lord's countenance really just fall on them, and may they really see His love through their service. Pray for the house churches that are happening tonight as well. So Austin West, Soho, and Robin Hood. It's really that God's Spirit really comes, really blesses the house church tonight. But also let there be like unity. Let there be, just a real connectedness of the heart. Let's really ask that God will just open each and every person's heart going to house church tonight. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this morning, God. We thank You that we really can gather, Lord, as a church, Lord, to pray for our brothers and sisters. And so, God, whatever we pray, Lord, will you really just seal, Lord, and protect? God, will You help us, Lord, as a church to really love on each other, God? Help us in our giftings, God. Help us in our workplaces, God. Help us in everything that we have, Lord. Really, we give all that we have to You, Lord, whether it's our talents or gifts. And so, Lord, will You cover my brothers and sisters, Lord? Lord, will You bless them, God? Will You bless their socks off? Lord, will You send Your heavenly hosts, God, and your spirit, Lord, to guard them? Father, will You protect them, God? Cover their belongings, God, their possessions, God, their relationships, God, everything as they go, Lord, into the workplace, as they go into their ministry field, Lord, to really bring Your glory, God. So, Father, we thank You. We love You, God. In Jesus' name. Father,